Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Motive Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Marco Champion, and today, let's explore how our brains form habits and how we can break those that no longer serve us and ways to cultivate routines that lead to personal growth. This is Habits. Our lives are defined by patterns and routines, many of which we might not even be aware of, whether it's brushing our teeth in the morning or checking our phones right before bed. We're creatures of habits. To understand habits, we need to start with the habit loop, a concept popularized by the book, The Power of Habit. The habit loop consists of three key components: the cue, the routine, and the reward. This loop gets entrenched in our neural pathways, making this action almost automatic. The power behind this? Well, the brain is always looking for ways to save effort. When a behavior becomes habitual, the brain can work less, conserving energy for other tasks. Now, you might wonder, how does a simple action become a habit? It's all about reinforcement. For example, feeling stressed, cue, might lead to reaching for a snack, routine, to experience comfort and relief, reward. Over time, your brain associates stress with eating to feel good. That's a habit loop formed. The cue is the trigger that initiates a habit. It could be a specific time, place, emotional state, or even a particular person. The routine is the behavior or action you take in response to the cue. This is the habitual part, the thing that you do automatically without much thought. The reward is what reinforces the habit loop. It's the positive outcome or feeling you get from completing the routine. In this snack example, the reward is the comfort and relief from stress. So if it's this easy to form habits, how can we break the bad ones? Here's the kicker. You can't eliminate bad habits. You can only replace them. Knowing the cue and reward of a habit is crucial. Let's stick with our snack example. So the next time you're stressed, instead of reaching for a snack, you could try going for a walk, or practicing deep breathing, or if your snacking habit is serious and you have an addiction to processed sugar, then eat fruit instead, because fruit has high in sugar, so it's pretty close to what you were introducing to your body in that routine from the past, but it's a healthier option. So you're replacing the bad habit with something better. And over time, if the new routine offers a similar reward, it replaces the old routine. But it's not always about breaking habits. It's also about creating powerful ones. And this is where the concept of keystone habits comes into play. Keystone habits are those habits that, once established, can cause a ripple effect, leading to the formation of several good habits. For instance, many have found that regular exercise often leads to better eating habits and improved sleep. It's like a domino effect. And that's why I like to have strong rising routines with keystone habits that start my day with success. A quick rundown of my routine is that I wake up with positive affirmations playing, and I rise before the sunrise. So I beat the sun. It's my first win of the day. If I can remember my dreams, I'll write them down. This is the practice of dream recall. I then head to the kitchen and eat a scoop of sea moss to get my nutrients in, which I feel really wakes up my nervous system. Then I walk outside to ground, get my feet into the grass, and get some fresh air. After that, I come back inside to journal my goals and write out my future self now. This is a practice of writing your goals in a way of them already happening as if it's in the present moment. It's a little routine I made for myself called Future Self Now, so I can practice feeling the emotion of experiencing what I want from my goals as if they're happening now. This gets me closer to them. It's something that Dr. Joe Dispenza talks a lot about. So after I do the journaling, I then read for 30 minutes, and after that, I usually do a 10 to 20 minute yoga stretch before my workout. To close out my rising routine with breaking fast breakfast, usually a high in superfood, clean, plant-based protein shake with some fruits on the side. Then I brush my teeth and get ready for the day. And whenever I do this routine, and I actually wake up early and get it all done, it takes about 3 hours now for me doing it, I feel not only amazing, great, and ready to start my day, but throughout my day, I conquer it. I am able to do more with the energy that I have, and my output is just far beyond the days that I wake up later and don't get a chance to do this. Because no one's perfect. I don't do this every single day. I aim to, But there's some days where I stay up late working on a project, or I'm traveling and the time zones change. So I don't always get this done, but I do notice the difference when I do get it done compared to when I don't. And when I started, it was only about an hour every single day in the morning. It kicked up to 3 hours because of how much progression I see I got from working on myself first things first. The more I developed myself, the easier life became when I worked in the business throughout the day. So the real question, how can we cultivate these positive routines? Well, here are some steps. First, start small. Instead of setting a goal to exercise for an hour every day, begin with just 10 minutes. The key is consistency. Like I mentioned, I started with just an hour, and that half of that was working out. 30 minutes was working out. Then I had 10 minutes of journaling and 15 minutes of meditation. Now I actually have about an hour in the morning for meditation. I don't think I mentioned that, but meditation is a huge part of my morning. For about an hour, I meditate. Second one is to anchor new habits. Attach your new habits to an existing one. Want to meditate daily? Do it right after brushing your teeth in the morning. Celebrate small wins. Every time you complete your new habit, give yourself a pat on the back. Over time, these positive reinforcements can strengthen the habit loop. Number four, stay accountable. Share your goals with friends or family, or even with our community within social media. When others know about your goals, it can motivate you to stay on track. Now, let's touch upon the setbacks. Building new habits isn't always a smooth ride. There'll be days you don't feel like it, and that's okay. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progression. If you miss a day, reset and go again the next day. With each repetition, the habit becomes stronger. I'll leave you with this thought. Our habits shape our lives more than what we realize. By understanding the science behind them, we empower ourselves to lead lives of purpose and intentionality. It's in your hands to sculpt the daily routines that will ultimately sculpt your destiny. Now, I'm eager to hear about the habits you're working to break or the new routines you're cultivating. As always, reach out to me on Instagram at MarcoTheChampion. Here's to the journey of growth. And until next time, remember, it's the small daily actions that lead to monumental change. So keep pushing and stay motivated.